Okay, we're live and going, so can we have the roll call, please?
Bennett.
Here.
Burt.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. All right. Next would be approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at the minutes from the last meeting? And do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of December 19th, subject to any questions or concerns.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of December 19th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Next on the agenda is the approval of the 2012 Planning and Zoning Commission annual report. Would that be Greg or Bill?
In terms of any of the data that was on there, we had I think about 273 preliminary plats this year, past year, and then 93 final plats. There are 47 different cases. We had a pretty substantial amount of commercial development that took place, and we had a certain number of rezonings, I think more numerous this year, over this past year, which indicates there's going to be more development coming down the road then, because that's always the precursor for more development.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Good. Any questions or comments from the commission in regard to the annual report?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the 2012 annual report as submitted.
And my only comment in between would be thank you very much, staff, for your work and efforts in that, because we can't do it without you, and it's great working with you guys, so appreciate it. So we had a second. Okay. And then all those in favor of accepting the Plan and Zone Commission annual report for 2012, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Good. It's approved. Okay. That takes us to election of officers. Seems like I'm out of order today because we haven't even introduced what we do on the review of commission procedures, but I'm following the program. So we have election of officers, and I have no detail on that. So, Bill, did you have anything on that?
Somebody needs to nominate from the commission for officers.
So, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll nominate yourself as chairman. And that's as far as I'll go, I think.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Can I elect myself again, I guess? I'm in charge. We're going to try that. Okay. We have a motion and a second that Roy Wendland will remain the chairman of the Plan and Zone Commission. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing no discussion on the motion, anyone from the audience, we will then say all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. I guess I'm the chairman again. Great. Okay. Now, review of the commission procedures that we've been halfway through our meeting. This is a meeting of the Plan and Zone Commission, which is a recommending body appointed by the City Council that reviews different matters of planning and zoning, replats, rezones, and things of the such. We meet on the third Wednesday of every month at 5:30, and we'll go from there. So we have one agenda item, I believe, in addition to what we've covered already. And if you want to do that, Greg, we'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, we have before you the bill is a Glenn Gevlin second edition. The area can be reached coming up Devil's Glen Road and come down Thunder Ridge Road, and it's proposed that this will be through Cabin Crossing, a means of entry. And then in the future, the area here is platted right up to this area here. There will be a connection once the development occurs in this area here. The subdivision would extend further to the south, but for right now we're considering this area right here, which was before you at one time, but it did not, the planning documentation and the plat itself did not get recorded, so it's back again. The area outlined here shows the variety of lots, and then including this area over here, which has been added an outlot from the adjoining subdivision, Fountain's fifth edition. And this shows again the preliminary plat for the villas at Glen Geblin Phase Two, the area in red plus this area right here, which is just referred to as Outlot, Fountain's Fifth Edition, all of this is what is included in this particular plat.
If I could, Greg, just for your edification, north is to the left of the screen that you're looking at on both of those graphics.
This is a plat of what was the outlot that was added, and that outlot and lot one here were a replat of the Fountain's Fourth, and that was to give means of entry to the subdivision below, which is now before you tonight. And this is an overview of the plat itself and then the plat notation. Not much has changed, really. This entryway right here has been made slightly smaller, and then this one right here to the outlot has been made larger in width. And then you have the inclusion here of this lot with very few changes along here with any of these lots. All the lots on this side of the plat remain unchanged as the boundaries, but other than that, this is pretty much the same plat that you saw before. And staff, in reviewing this proposal, recommended approval of the final plat. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission regard to this request? No questions from the commission.
I do have a question, not so much about the request, but about where do we stand? Have we heard anything about the shops at the Highlands? It's just to the whatever direction that is.
South, I guess, sort of.
I've had several inquiries from potential buyers over the last couple of years, but nobody has really pulled the trigger.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
And Greg, is lot A, that was, is that for detention?
This will be the means of conveying the water. Go back to the preliminary right here. You can see that you have a drainage system. You have the two intakes here, and then you have two here. And these take this directly down into lot 24 right here into this detention basin, lot 24 of the villas at Glen Geblin First Edition. And this is where the detention region wide is for both the subdivision and then this one and anything in, within this area.
And those two access points or water flow areas, would those be the access points for maintenance of that?
Yes.
Well, okay. And just, I guess, procedurally, there were a few minor changes. Is that why it was decided not to record what was previously addressed?
The modifications were made, yeah.
Okay. All right. We have a few people in the audience. Anyone in the audience like to make any comments regarding this? Yes, sir. Please step up to the podium and state your name and address and interest in the case, if you would, please.
My name is Gene Sager. I live at 3548 Black Lion Circle. I'm in the villas of Glen Geblin, the First Edition, on the circle there. I had a question in the proposal that I saw online. There was mention of a lot number 10 and something about a road going in there with gravel to take a fire truck or some language like that. And I did not know if they were talking about lot 10 where I am or if it's lot 10 in the new addition that they're talking about. It's a road, and I didn't know what this was about.
It's a turnaround, and it's going to be placed right here.
It's temporary?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's away from my lot, which that's fine. I just didn't know where this was going to be. Yeah, I'm lot 10 on the first edition, and I thought, well, that's going to be right below me here. I don't know if I like that idea, but so this is temporary, right? And then I had heard that some of these might be single dwelling But are all of these adjoined dwellings, like duplex style, or in the, are the, all of these, you know, double?
Where we're set up right now is 1 through 8 are singles.
Oh, so this is, that's somewhat a change, though, right? I mean, is that new?
In the preliminary plat, I think we had 2 singles or something like that.
Yeah.
There's some more singles in there.
So my back would be facing singles.
Lot 10.
Lot 10 in
yes.
The...
Yes, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are singles.
Okay.
You're 10, right?
Yeah.
So these are singles.
Right.
I think that was this lot, this original lot 10 was the lot 10 where the turnaround is going to be. That.
Okay. And then at the top of the hill, where it's a cornfield now, are there any proposals for continued additions, such as are currently the villas at Glen Gevelin? Are they going to be the same, or is that what is being forecast, or has that been sold for that reason, or?
Can you put the preliminary plat?
Now that's...
So this is how we have it preliminarily. See, there's a single up in there. More singles sell fast, we'll probably do more singles, but the market tells me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, when you said is it sold, I didn't sell anything, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's still...
Yeah, I didn't sell anything.
Okay, and then that would be a plan for a continuation of villas.
That's the preliminary plan, yes.
Okay. All right.
Same look, same style. Just a cul-de-sac.
And then the property that is right on the corner of 53rd and Devil's Glen, I'm not really sure what is being proposed for that. How is that zoned at the lower end, right at the corner of Devil's Glen?
This is C5 right here.
Okay.
This is C1, and these lots, I believe, are... C2.
And that's zoned commercial?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it down further at the point?
You mean here? This isn't that's considered a J1.
Okay, so that has been determined as not buildable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has there been any proposals or thoughts of a continued possible path from Thunder Ridge down between those villas along the water line or the water right area where it's the runoff through the retention pond and then down through this waterway? There is a lot of flat land, but it's also kind of a green space. I mean, it looks to me like it could be something that would be, could be developed into something more of a public pathway, walkway. Anyway, I was just wondering, has that ever been looked into, or?
The previous developer, when he owned it, we had talked to him about putting not a paved trail in, but maybe a gravel or chip trail.
Right.
That would get people down to the commercial area. Right now, not really any place to go. You get down there and you run into Crow Creek and you're under the bridge. So that's still something that we could talk to the developer about if that commercial area develops in the future.
Okay. All right. I guess I don't have any other questions right now. So.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from the commission or the audience? I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12069, subject to staff recommendations.
I would second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. to approve case 12056, right?
Hmm.
069.
On the agenda, it's 069.
Oh, that's different than my packet.
When I say I move that we approve the villas at Glen Glevelin, right. Second edition final plat.
There I'll take the one off there. Yes. And we have a motion, just to restate it, to approve case 12069, villas at the Glen Glevelin second edition, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Approved. Okay. Then we are down to the commission update, Bill.
Subsequent to your last meeting, City Council approved the preliminary plat for the lodges at Beaver Meadows. They did approve the preliminary plat for the Hopewell First Edition. Your motion that the document regarding the protective and restrictive covenants be filed before it goes to City Council, this was filed January 7th, so that would have been a week before it went to the City Council. Basically what that did is, if not a very good picture here, but it took this area in the blue out of the requirements of the restrictive covenants. Everything else is remains the same.
Okay.
Also, we had site development plan for Hopewell Elementary School approved, and the site development plan for I-74 Technology Park, the second building, approved. Also approved the replat of Lot 17 of Hopewell Hills Addition.
Okay, you guys have been busy.
Just a couple of things. The city's got a few plans that are currently being reviewed and will be coming forward soon. We got the transportation plan that's been, it's completed, but moved back because we've got the trail plan that a consultant did that has moved ahead of that because we've got the construction season coming up. So those two plans will be coming forward to you in the near future. Matter of fact, on Monday night, the 28th, from 4 to 7, there is a open house at the Waterfront Convention Center to show the public and any other interested party the substance of the trail plan before it moves forward to these the approving bodies. And I did mention that we're had $200,000 put in the CIP for an update of our comprehensive plan in the fiscal year coming up, and after City Council's review, it made the cut. So we'll have that to look forward to.
Good. Good. We really need one.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
And as always, want to thank Lisa for the hard work she put into compiling this nice report for you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Very good. Thank you,
thank
Lisa.
You.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Connors. All right. Seeing no other items on the agenda, I would move that we adjourn.